Andrew Carnegie once advised that 90% of millionaires become so through owning real estate. Yet most investors remain confined to their local markets, missing opportunities elsewhere. The traditional wisdom to invest in your own backyard isn't about physical proximity, it's about market knowledge. With today's technology, that understanding is no longer limited by geography. Just as a farmer studies agriculture to grow crops anywhere, savvy real estate investors can plant property seeds in various markets, diversifying their portfolio and maximizing growth potential. Fear often prevents people from investing beyond their immediate area. Many can't articulate why they believe they must physically see a property before purchasing. It's an emotional response, like wearing drunk goggles that distort perception. The solution? Close your eyes to emotional reactions and rely instead on analytical metrics to make sound investment decisions. Before the internet, out-of-state investing was genuinely risky because brokers controlled all information. Today, platforms like Zillow have shifted power to investors, making accurate information accessible to everyone. Different real estate markets function like different fields for growing crops, each with unique conditions determining what thrives there. By diversifying across markets, you can target areas with growing demand and favorable price-to-rent ratios. Finding properties is now effortless through websites like Zillow, Trulia, and Movoto that display MLS information in user-friendly formats, allowing investors to browse homes from anywhere. Property taxes are often miscalculated by new investors, but county tax assessor websites make this information readily accessible. When investing remotely, understanding area desirability is crucial. School quality impacts appreciation potential, while walk scores have gained importance with increased urban migration. Online crime data with visual heat maps helps identify problematic areas that limit your future buyer pool. While property managers provide rental rate estimates, verify these independently using rentometer.com for objective rent estimates based on bedroom count and location. Supplement with Craigslist research to see actual listings and potentially contact landlords directly. For distressed properties, many counties maintain online permit records, revealing whether work was professionally completed and inspected, often more reliable than visual inspections by untrained eyes. Today's smartphones enable investors to simultaneously negotiate offers, manage rehab projects, and evaluate properties remotely. Essential apps include Mortgage Calculator Plus for comparing loans, JotNot Pro for document digitization, DocuSign for electronic signatures, and cloud technology to integrate everything. Price-to-rent ratios are critical for determining an area's suitability for buy-and-hold investing. These metrics compare property purchase costs to potential rental income, with favorable ratios making cash-flowing properties easier to find. Problems occur when property prices increase faster than rents. In markets like California, prices eventually outpace rental income, hindering cash flow. Most successful investors with large portfolios target areas with investor-friendly price-to-rent ratios, typically in the South or Midwest. The 1% rule indicates that properties renting for 1% of their purchase price monthly are likely profitable. For example, a $100,000 house should rent for $1,000 monthly, a quick calculation that evaluates potential without detailed analysis. Consider this perspective. Five $100,000 properties, each renting for $1,000, offer better cash flow and diversification than one $500,000 property renting for $2,000. For flips, the 70% rule helps determine offering prices. Multiply the after-repair value by 0.70, then subtract repair costs. Be wary of properties renting for 2% of purchase price monthly. They're often in problematic neighborhoods, representing either exceptional deals or warning signs. In real estate investing, competitive advantage comes from preserving equity from purchase through renovation. The most efficient investors excel at finding properties below market value and maximizing their value with minimal costs. Your business foundation is your deal finder, traditionally a real estate agent, though wholesalers can sometimes be better alternatives. Good agents connect with people likely to have properties investors want. When investing in unfamiliar areas, use online reviews and Zillow to research who does the most business locally and their reputation. While top-producing agents offer advantages, they're often too busy for investors. Target agents who run teams instead. Creating win-win scenarios where all parties benefit is essential for success. Property management isn't a luxury, but a requirement for long-distance investing. Managers typically charge around 7% of monthly rent, but their established systems make them far more efficient than self-management. When interviewing managers, assess their experience, company size, and systems. Ask potential property managers to approve properties you're considering. This gives you local insights while appealing to their expertise. After your deal finder, a good lender is your next crucial team member. Begin your lender search before pursuing deals. Without financing, property hunting is pointless. Lenders evaluate loan eligibility using universal metrics. Understanding these helps you become an attractive borrower and maintain your ability to secure multiple loans. Debt-to-income ratio, DTI, compares monthly debt obligations to income. Lower DTI makes you more attractive, with most banks preferring below 3-6%. Loan-to-value ratio, LTV, measures the bank's risk if payments stop. Lower LTV means less risk and better interest rates. Banks prefer lower LTVs for security, while investors typically prefer higher LTVs to maximize leverage. Credit scores indicate payment reliability. Higher scores yield better rates, though scores above 720 rarely provide additional benefits. Mid-600s can still secure good rates depending on your property portfolio size. Most American loans are government-insured through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Lending standards remain consistent for your first four properties, become stricter for properties 5-9, and after 10 properties, you'll need portfolio loans with higher rates, adjustable terms, and lower maximum LTVs. Understanding your target markets is crucial. External factors like job availability, wages, weather, and local economies drive housing demand. As these factors shift, so does demand, affecting property values and rental rates. Different real estate markets function like different fields for growing crops, each with unique conditions. Diversifying across markets allows you to target areas with growing demand and favorable price-to-rent ratios. Successful investors recognize that real estate is a get-rich-slow game where properties mature through rising rents, inflation, and equity building. View market fluctuations as opportunities, not threats. The greatest wealth-building moments come when carefully selected properties appreciate significantly. While investors can't control markets, we can position ourselves to capitalize on favorable conditions. Real estate investing principles remain the same whether you invest locally or across the country. The challenge of out-of-state investing is largely psychological, not procedural. Distance can actually benefit your business by forcing focus on acquisition and team building instead of daily management details. The digital revolution has transformed remote investing into a strategic advantage, enabling you to target the most favorable markets. Today's technology has democratized information once exclusive to industry insiders, allowing individual investors to make decisions with nearly the same quality information as large institutions. Don't restrict yourself to your local area. Your limitation isn't geography, but mindset. Breaking free from local-only investing unlocks growth opportunities in markets you've never visited. Take that first step beyond your comfort zone and watch your real estate portfolio expand across state lines.